Missouri Nut Sports. I'm Bill Pollack. Former Mizzou kicker Harrison Mevis was the hero last night.
Mevis from 42 on line, and it's good! And the Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game!
Mike Tirico, NBC. Mevis drilled the game-winning field goal in overtime as the Rams beat the Bears 20-17 to advance to the NFC championship game. Mevis, who joined the Rams in November to help stabilize their kicking game, even celebrated afterward wearing a Mizzou ball cap in the locker room.
Keep it simple. I have the easiest job out here. Like I get to kick the ball. They get to do all the hard running, blocking, and passing and all that sort of thing. So I have the easiest job. Keep it simple. Let's put the ball through the uprights, and that we did.
The Rams will face Seattle in the NFC title game. In the AFC, it's New England against Denver, and the Broncos will be without starting quarterback Bo Nix, who broke his ankle. The Mizzou men faded late in a 78-70 loss at LSU. Jaden Stone led Mizzou with 20 points. The Tigers fall to 3-2 in SEC play. Dennis Gates.
We did not close out possessions. We got stops, but we did not close out possessions, and that's where it got us.
Tigers return home to host Georgia tomorrow night. The St. Louis Billikens continue to roll. SLU stretched its winning streak to 11 games with an 88-63 win over Richmond. The Billikens are now 17-1. They'll try for their 12th straight tomorrow at Duquesne. Elsewhere in Division I men's basketball, Missouri State, Lindenwood, SEMO, and Kansas City all lost. Gray Slaughter scored 29 points for the Mizzou women, but it wasn't enough. An 89-71 loss to Florida, Missouri drops to 1-5 in SEC play. And the St. Louis Blues were shut out by Edmonton, losing 5-0 to the Oilers. The Blues allowed 3 first-period goals. Jordan Binnington stopped just 23 of 28 shots. St. Louis tied for 6th in the Central Division. They'll visit the Winnipeg Jets tomorrow night. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nut Sports.